In this episode, we will discuss the difference between short and long transactions in the geodatabase. Coming up.
Hey guys, it's Hussein. Before we jump to the podcast, I just want to share with you some exciting news. I just published my new Kindle book on November 18th titled Learn GIS Programming with ArcGIS Online and the JavaScript API 4.9. That's the latest and greatest shiniest stuff. Been working on this book for 6 months and I'm so excited that it's finally done and it's there. This book is designed for entry-level developers who are interested in building web applications on top of the ArcGIS Online with the JavaScript API. You don't have to have programming knowledge, or you just have to have like very, very basic programming knowledge. This book is written for Linux, Windows, and Mac users. Check it out. It will mean the world to me. Thank you very much. Check it out. www.husseinnasser.com. I'm going to put it in the description in the podcast. And with that said, let's get on with the show.
If you're familiar with a database, you would know that a transaction is always a transaction. There is no such thing as short versus long transaction, right? So when you insert something in the database, you can keep inserting, updating. You can either commit your changes or discard them. You cannot just undo one change, right? And redo a single change, yeah, or undo a SQL, redo a SQL. I don't know if certain databases may be supporting this, but most databases don't. So the geodatabase had to add that layer of abstraction to support undo and redo in a geodatabase, in editing especially. Right, so that's why when you editing certain types and certain data types like shapefiles and file geodatabases and certain enterprise geodatabases, depends on the registration type, you would see the client, be it ArcMap or ArcGIS Pro, actually gives you this ability to undo and redo your edit. So you can create a feature and then you turn around and update that feature. And then you can click undo and suddenly you went back to the old state of the feature. And you can even keep updating the feature after that. And then you can just curate your way through this data set and it's very convenient, right? So the ability to have undo and redo capability, it's called a long transaction. So if you think about it, it is still while you're in this edit session, you created a feature, right? You updated that feature, you deleted another feature. All of these are short transactions committed to the database. It is there. If you look at the database, you will see these edits. However, in your client, you get the view that you desire based on the state. If you undo, you'll see only changes that you have edited up to that point. If you redo, you'll see this change as well. You can decide to discard the entire session. Thus, if you hit discard, all your edits will be discarded, right? Regardless how this is implemented, the geodatabase, right? It is quite brilliant design, in my opinion, right? If you think about it, it's it's based on the current moment of time, like regardless of the implementation. Sometimes it's moment, sometimes date, sometimes it's state ID. Regardless of the implementation, we're talking about just the idea of what's going on here. So if I go to like an unregistered, an unversion data set on enterprise, and you created a feature in that data set, you would see that you don't have the ability to undo that, right? And there is a reason for that, okay? So for edits that are made on default for certain data sets, like unversioned or unversioned without archiving, essentially, you will notice that you can't really undo your edits. And the reason is because long transactions are not supported, all right? So you can't really undo or redo edits. And all you have is essentially a short transaction mode. So that's in a nutshell, guys, the difference between the short transactions and
the podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.